Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You're back with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, we are rolling along on a Friday, and I must admit I'm a big fan of our next guest. He's a former left-handed MLB pitcher, played for 8 different squads, a World Series champion, and he is an analyst on AT&T Sportsnet, Mike Stanton. Hi!
Vanessa, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you? It's been so long since I've seen you, since you helped me
find my
car last night.
It's been like hours, right?
Guys, I couldn't find my car last night.
How'd you lose your car?
I just forgot where I parked, and Mike, being the gentleman that he is, since we left the studio late, helped me find it. So I promise today I will.
Thank you, Mike. I needed that.
Yes, remember where I parked.
Yeah, Paul, I will tell you, I did have to pick on her about that. You know, we did. We weren't just walking the streets. I was like, really? You can't remember where your car is? Are you kidding?
You got to find a landmark of
so
something.
I had to give her a little bit of flack.
Downtown Houston at night. So very thankful for Mike. Mike, we talked about it at length on our show, pregame and postgame. Justin Verlander just having an unbelievable year. Where is he at, in your opinion, in the Cy Young race? And what's your prediction there?
You know, that race is so close, but I have, you know, he's one of the top three, at least, probably top two. He may even be leading, depending on what category you're looking at. But, you know, he's in such a great place mentally. As you get older, you know, you want to be able to kind of step back and smell the roses and kind of pay attention to where you are. And that's something that I can sympathize with him early in his career. That, you know, he didn't do that. There was so much drive. It was always about the next pitch. It was always about the next game. And not really being able to, you know, keep your perspective on everything.
Right.
But I thought that, I think right now with him missing basically 2 years, with him doing everything that he's done, not knowing, you know, coming back from a major injury, not knowing if he's, you know, even going to be able to pitch again. You know, he's in such a great place. We're seeing a bit more personality. He's smiling in his post-game interviews. He's doing so many different things. And I think he's just in such a great spot just simply because of all the trials and tribulations he's been through.
Mike, I hate to think this far down the road, but he did reach his 130-inning mark. So now, if he so chooses to, he can opt out of his contract at the end of the year. And I imagine, with a guy pitching at this level, even if he is, you know, getting up there in age, there will be quite the market for him should he decide to opt out this offseason and get paid, as he deserves to get paid. What do you see Verlander's future past this season here with the Astros? Do you feel like this is the last run?
It's such a tough question, just simply because you don't know what's going to happen the last, well, we'll call it 3 months, because the Astros are going to make the playoffs. I don't expect him, if everything stays status quo and he still keeps pitching well, whether he wins a Cy Young or not, doesn't matter. You know, the Astros, you know, let's say they go deep or even maybe win the World Series. He's in such a good place here in Houston. You know, he's not chasing the dollar anymore. You know,
right.
He's not chasing the big contract. And, you know, if he goes somewhere else and yeah, maybe he makes a little bit more money, you don't know what the situation inside the clubhouse is going to be. And, you know, he's been here for so long. He's, you know, there's been so much water under the bridge here in Houston. I think it would be very difficult for him to leave. You know, I just think he's in a good place with this organization.
I know Astros fans definitely feel the same. Mike Stanton joining us now on Vanessa and Gallant. Let's talk about this pitching staff as a whole. Everybody from Jose Urquidy to Lance McCullers Jr., who obviously is getting some starts at the AAA level. What do you think is their Achilles heel, if there is at all, because they've been so strong all year?
You know, I don't know if there really is one. I think if there's the one the one thing you're always going to question is going to be health. Mm-hmm. And now they're all healthy, and Lance is getting pretty close to coming back. But again, you know, you got 2 months left of the season. They've got a big lead. They've pitched so incredibly well, whether it's the rotation or the bullpen. It's truly remarkable to see what they've done. Whether it's, you know, because you got to remember coming into the season, there was a lot of question marks. You didn't know if Justin Verlander was going to be okay. You didn't know if he was going to handle the workload.
Right.
All those other young pitchers had all pitched more innings last year than they ever had. You know, you had the COVID year a couple years ago. I mean, there's just so many things, but they have absolutely answered every question in a positive manner. And I don't really foresee, you know, an issue going forward. But, you know, the problem is a lot of times you don't see the issues until, well, the issues are already upon you.
Former pitcher Mike Stanton with us, also AT&T Sportsnet Southwest with Vanessa. So, Mike, there's been a lot of second guessing about the way Dusty Baker has managed his new toys, Trey Mancini and Christian Vasquez as well, and specifically because in the first three games that they've been with the Astros, they've only played in two of them. My question to you is, if you're the manager, if you're Dusty Baker, what would the best way be to manage this lineup where you have Yuli Gurriel at first base, but now you have Mancini. You have some shaky outfield depth at this point in time, too. And, of course, Maldonado is renowned as a great help to his pitchers, but maybe not quite the bat of Christian Vasquez, although last night was pretty good. How would you manage all of this?
Well, Paul, that's way above my pay grade. And that's really the issue that a manager has. Now that everybody's got the DH, you know, working the bullpen is really the biggest in-game job that you have. But, you know, prior to that, it's trying to keep everybody happy on the bench. And when you bring in three new players, especially three veteran players, three players that were starting, two of them were starting position players prior to coming into your team, you know, that's an issue. You know, it's a good issue to have. That, you know, want so many guys, you know, they all want to play, they all want to be in the lineup, but it's an issue nonetheless because you have to try and find to keep them getting their at-bats, to keep their timing, keep them happy, all that kind of stuff. And I think they're going to continue to do, you know, the one thing that, you know, Dusty has now that maybe he didn't 15, 20 years ago is, there's no such thing as an everyday player anymore. Everybody is taking off days. Everybody is going to get additional time off. You're not going to play, you know, 29 out of 29 games. You're just not going to do it. You know, they want to keep everyone healthy. They want to keep everyone rested. So there's going to be times that you can mix and match. And, you know, the guys that are coming in, you know, Christian Vasquez, I think, understands what the deal is with Maldonado. You know, that Maldi is, he's been here, he's worked this pitching staff the whole season, the last several seasons, and he is the guy. But, you know, we also saw that Christian Vasquez is a pretty stinking good catcher, was working with Urquidy the other night, and Urquidy having arguably his best start of the season. And then Trey Mancini, you know, he's just such a great dude. You know, he's an incredible story. And you look at him and you go, okay, he truly does believe that I'm just here to help the team win. You know, I'm wherever you want me to do, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And that's a great attitude to have. And it does take some pressure off of Dusty as far as trying to get at bats.
What do you see Trey Mancini's role being? Because we heard James Click and Dusty say that they really liked that he's versatile and that he can do a lot of different things.
Well, I think that, you know, when you started this, all the trade talks and everything, you know, Yuli was still kind of struggling. Well, you know, a few games before the trade deadline, since the trade deadline, Dusty put him in the two hole. And since then, he's been getting very positive results. So, you know, I think it's going to be, he's going to play some first, he's going to play some left, he's going to DH, he's going to kind of just move around and be maybe that super, another one of those super utility guys, a lot like Aledmys Diaz, to try and, you know, spell some of these guys and again, keep him getting his at-bats that he needs so he keeps his timing. It's a daunting task, to say the least. When you have this many veteran players, you got players that have track records, but you're still trying to win baseball games and keep the clubhouse in a good mental state. I mean, it's not an easy job, and that's why, you know, everybody can't be a big league manager. You got a lot of things going on at the same time.
Mike, I know you won 3 World Series in a row, went to 4 World Series in a row back in the day with New York, and I imagine that you've been getting a kick out of watching the captain, if you have been able to catch it. I guess when you look at where the Astros are right now, obviously no 3 rings in a row, 4 World Series appearances in a row, but it is a pretty similar stretch of dominance. From having been a part of that team and obviously covering this team on a daily basis, do you see any similarities between those two?
Well, I, you know, as far as the personnel of the team, you know, not really. They're so different. There are similarities, but I think what you see that's more important is just their attitude, just the way, you know, both teams go into every single day expecting to win. You know, they don't pay, you know, last night they left, the Astros left 8 guys on in the first 3 innings. And, you know, that can throw a lineup kind of into a tizzy just simply because, oh my gosh, all these opportunities, how many more opportunities are we going to have? Well, no, they didn't panic. They just kept putting quality at bats together. They end up hitting a couple balls hard, hit a couple balls out of the ballpark. And all of a sudden, you got a little bit of a laugher last night. And I think both teams, that was the one thing that you did. You looked at and you say, okay, they're such a veteran team. They've all been there. They've all done it. They're not going to panic. And, you know, whether they get the job done or not, you know, the mental approach is going to be there. And I think that's the sign of a great team, that you're able to keep that even keel attitude regardless of what's going on the field, just simply because all the experience you've had in the past.
Former MLB pitcher Mike Stanton, we really appreciate your time and your perspective, and I'll see you in a few hours.
Thanks, Mike.
I do promise to keep track of my car tonight.
Yeah, we'll actually put, you know, get the parking app to make sure and mark it so we know exactly where you are.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate Mike. Your time.
Anytime, guys.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.